This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush meets today with a group of businessmen from Orange County to discuss immigration in California. That includes some Republicans who disagree with the president's immigration policies. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger also has questions about the administration's ideas. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, Schwarzenegger said it is unrealistic to consider uprooting the nation's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants.
How do you do that just logistically? How does that work to send people back? It will cost $500 billion. Who's going to pay for that?
Immigration is also playing into the political debate in a state that's a long way from any U.S. border. Nebraska has absorbed a huge wave of immigrants over the past 15 years. Some arrived legally, more came illegally, drawn there by jobs mainly in meatpacking plants. It was a Republican senator from Nebraska, in fact, Chuck Hagel, who helped broker an immigration bill compromise, allowing most immigrants who have come to the U.S. illegally to stay. That deal is now stuck in procedural wrangling with the Senate, now back from a two-week recess. NPR's David Wellno was just in Nebraska. There he found immigration's become a central issue in the fight for the seat held by Nebraska's other senator, Democrat Ben Nelson.
A shiny red pickup truck with doors swung wide open treats a working-class neighborhood on Omaha's south side to a Mexican love song. The lyrics are easily understood by the Spanish-speaking immigrants who live here, except it's midday and there's hardly anyone around to hear them. Down a hillside at the big meatpacking plants below, the parking lots are all full, packed with the cars of immigrants who carve up cattle and hogs for a living. Meanwhile, at a South Omaha police station, a white sports car pulls up, and a smiling, gray-haired man in a dark suit climbs out.
How are you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Welcome to the precinct.
Good to be here.
Senator Ben Nelson has reason to be in good spirits. A recent poll just rated this conservative Democrat the most highly approved member of the U.S. Senate. In this state, where President Bush got two-thirds of the vote in his re-election, Nelson, a former governor, is a red state wonder. He has more support from Republicans than does Republican Senator Hagel. Nelson's here for a photo op with law enforcement officials focused on fighting methamphetamines, but he quickly pivots to an even hotter issue, what to do about illegal immigration.
What we need to have is border security first. And what I mean by border security first is that in some areas it'll have to be a hard barrier.
Such talk of erecting more walls on the border puts Nelson in the same camp as some of the Senate's most conservative Republicans. Later in an interview, he denies his position on immigration has anything to do with getting reelected in a very red state.
I decided it on my own. I didn't check to see what a political party decided. And if some others from the other side of the aisle agree with my approach, perhaps it's not a partisan approach on their part. Maybe they just happen to agree with the Nelson approach.
What are you hearing from constituents on this?
To secure the borders first.
Nelson considers the earned citizenship his Republican colleague and well-known rival Hagel has proposed an amnesty. Still, he refuses to say what, in fact, should happen to the millions now in the country illegally.
I'm not going to suggest what we ought to do at the present time, because anything that you do and anything you talk about there only accelerates more people coming.
Senator Nelson has a reputation for sitting on the fence and blowing with the wind, and basically, apparently, he feels that that's the way the wind's blowing right now.
Former Nebraska Attorney General Don Stenberg is a Republican who narrowly lost to Nelson when the two ran for the Senate 6 years ago. Stenberg accuses Nelson of being opportunistic, but he admits they both share the same law and order approach to immigration.
Amnesty will simply encourage more illegal behavior and more people to come to this country illegally.
Stenberg's making another run for Nelson's Senate seat this year, but he's not the only Republican challenger.
And welcome to this debate between Republican candidates for one of the Nebraska United States Senate seats.
Just as he was for two other Republican debates leading up to the primary 2 weeks from today, Stenberg is a no-show at the final debate in Lincoln, unlike his two rivals.
They are David Kramer and Pete Ricketts. We are very pleased you can be here tonight with us. Thank you.
As the son of the billionaire founder of Ameritrade, the online stock trade firm, and as its former CEO, 41-year-old Pete Ricketts calls himself a businessman, not a politician. That's why he says he's all for a pragmatic solution for the millions of immigrant workers who are in the country illegally.
Some Nebraskans I've talked to said, hey, they broke the law. They should have to go home. I certainly understand that point of view. They did indeed break the law, and I don't believe in amnesty. But practically speaking, we can't round up 11 million people and send them all home.
The other contender, former Nebraska Republican Chair David Kramer, also strikes a pragmatic stance on immigration. This 41-year-old son of a Panamanian immigrant says those who've been here at least 5 years illegally should be allowed to stay.
I disagree with the president when it comes to a guest worker program because it discourages assimilation. And if you look at our history, the jobs being performed by immigrants in this country are the same jobs that were being performed by immigrants 100 years ago.
What you're seeing, particularly from two of the three challengers in the Republican primary, are very commonsensical approaches to the issue of immigration reform.
Milo Mumgarde's a prominent Nebraska immigrant rights advocate. He says both Ricketts and Kramer take the same common-sense approach advocated by their fellow Republican Chuck Hagel.
But I also think they understand where the voters are at. And Senator Nelson at this juncture, I think, is making a miscalculation about where the voters are.
Mumgarde insists most Nebraskans have tolerant views on immigration, but for some, the huge influx of immigrants has proven a bane as well as a boon. On the playground at Schuyler Grade School, soccer's the game everyone plays, and many children blend Spanish with English. In 1990, this prairie town had fewer than 200 Hispanic residents. Today, more than half of Schuyler's population of 5,400 is Latino. Music teacher Mindy Phillips says it's been quite an adjustment.
It's very difficult. It puts a lot of strain on the teachers, the staff. We are very, very overcrowded.
Phillips, who also works with immigrant families, says many in Schuyler sneaked in over the border.
I would say of the population that has immigrated here, it's got to be more than half.
You send me tonight? You welcome to that?
At the Burrito House, a downtown restaurant promising great Mexican food, 22-year-old Jose Salinas rings up an order. He came to the U.S. from Mexico 7 years ago, and he was one of about 3,000 locals who rallied in Schuyler earlier this month for immigrants' rights.
And people who come to work, I think they should stay. And people who just come to make trouble, do something with them.
Most of Schuyler's working immigrants are employed at Cargill Meat Solutions, the huge meatpacking plant just outside town. Even though the plant is the town's lifeline, a 51-year-old diner at the Burrito House named Patty Kitt says rules have to be respected.
I don't think we have a problem with the Hispanics coming here wanting to make a living, having the American dream. Nobody has a problem with that. It's just the illegals. They're illegal. They're wrong. Get it fixed and come back or whatever. I think that's the sentiment of a lot of the people.
Down the street at the Ford dealership, Schuyler Mayor David Reneke disagrees. He says it could be catastrophic for Schuyler if its undocumented inhabitants were forced to leave. Years ago, he says there was a crackdown on illegal immigrants at the packing plant.
A lot of those people left, and it creates a real problem for our community. We rely on Cargill running at full speed for our local economy, so yes, it is a problem.
And it's a problem Nebraskans will likely hear much more about as the election draws nearer. In a state heavily dependent on immigrant labor, whose Senate candidates are divided along party lines for sure, but also between leniency and law and order. David Wellner, NPR News.